Welcome back to Conversations. It's Mr. Barasha, obviously, hosting you. And you have to appreciate us for being a little more consistent. You have to appreciate me for being a little more consistent than before. Together with me on the show today, I have Shaban Gatino of Shaba's Kitchen. Some of you know, some of you don't. And if you don't, you really need to find out about who this guy is and what he does and his views about different things, but basically focusing on health in terms of diet and lifestyle. So Shaban, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you very much, and thanks for having me. And I'm ready to share whatever information is going to be helpful.
Yeah, definitely.
To the listeners.
Definitely. Yeah. So Shaban, how is the lockdown treating you, bro?
Lockdown, just like anyone else, it's been tough. It's been really, really tough. But I like to tell people that for as long as you have your head above your shoulders, you can get through anything. So I would love to say that I managed to keep my head afloat and kept on going amidst all the hardships. Yeah.
So how has business been? You know, I've always been a lawyer to Shaba's Kitchen, and for me, honestly, considering we stay not so far from each other, it has been as consistent. But how has Shaba's Kitchen been holding up in this lockdown?
To be honest, it's been tough again, like I said earlier. This lockdown has kind of affected all the avenues, you know. Business has been down. No one should lie to you that they have been thriving through this. But of course, there are some people who have been doing something different. For example, problem solving. Pharmacies definitely are making money and doing business because that's sort of their niche, trying to work on drugs and find solution for the pandemic. Yeah. But when it comes to business, normal business like ours, it's been tough, really. Yeah, it's been tough. Business closed, to be honest, because most of my clients were actually, if someone is not sick in the family, they are treating someone who is sick. That's how bad this second wave was. Second or third, whichever wave this one was, it was so bad that it was affecting close people. You find someone saying, you know, my cousin, my brother.
Yeah, there were no longer statistics than now people we know. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, so moving on, Shaban, I believe you're a health enthusiast and you like healthy living and going to the gym, feeding well, drinking water.
True.
For mental health, I know you love to travel as well. So what is healthy living to you? What is healthy living? As Shaban's Kitchen, you need to educate us a bit.
First and foremost, I would love to speak a bit about what I do. Shaban is a food expert, a professional soccer player, and I love to travel, just like you said, to clear my mind, and also I like exposure. My personal definition of a healthy lifestyle, like I chose to actually live it, is a way of living that really lowers the risk of being seriously ill or dying early. And this consists of many things, for example, eating well, exercising, having enough sleep. That's one of the things that people really ignore, sleeping enough. You find someone sleeping for only 4 hours and they think they are going to make it. It's really difficult. Remember, our bodies, we overwork our bodies and they need to rest and reset. So if you don't give your body time to rest enough, it will be really difficult. So that's my definition of a healthy lifestyle or healthy living. It has a component of all these and more.
Growing up, I was always told, my siblings can attest to this, that we always thought healthy living was eating only green, non-fried food. So I've always been a fan of eating from home. I do not fancy restaurants a lot, because of how we've been brought up. But for the people that cook at home, what do you consider as a healthy meal for them, and what should they cook, and when should they cook it?
That's actually interesting, given the fact that our first lockdown, like people jokingly say that the first lockdown kind of breeded chefs and cooks. And the second lockdown, what breeded what? Herbalists?
Herbalists, yeah.
Like people learned how to steam and all that. But coming back to the real point of cooking, statistics has it that people who consume home-cooked food are most likely going to stay healthier than those who consume like restaurant food and all those foods they buy from supermarkets. Why am I saying that? Home-cooked food comes with it a lot of benefits, and I'm going to give you a few. When you're cooking, first of all, cooking should actually be considered what? A life skill, hack. Because it's very important, and I'm sure people realize that on the past lockdown.
Yeah, mostly people hungry. That were stuck in probably hostels or stuck somewhere alone.
Yeah, you find something to do, cook something, fix something, chop. Home cooking, I would actually encourage people to keep doing that more. Why? These are some of the reasons why with other experts that have read, whose books I've read, whose classes I've attended, home cooked food helps you stay healthy indirectly, subconsciously, in the sense that when you are cooking for yourself, you choose to use the best ingredients. And when you choose the best ingredients, you use the best oil.
Yeah.
And also, you make sure you use the freshest of them all. Mm. And that results into a very, very good food. You find that also the other benefit is if you're cooking with someone you love, for example, if you're married, it kind of bonds you guys together from the relationship perspective. Okay, let's say you're a family. They say a family that eats together. Stays together, right?
Yeah.
So there's that invisible bond that
comes with home cooking. Yeah.
Leave alone even the other main factor of eating with people. You get, especially eating with the people you love. It's really priceless.
Yeah, which is not common with eating in a restaurant. Exactly. Maybe. Yeah.
Eating in a restaurant. These guys just want your money.
Yeah.
They recycle the oil, and in food. Those oils come with trans fats. So trans fats are very, very dangerous for your arteries and the heart. And when you're doing this cooking from home, you'll make sure you consider the kind of oil you use and you don't recycle oil. Why? Because it's you going to consume the food. You get it? So there are very, very other many benefits that I could mention tonight, but
Let's talk about healthy diets, like you already mentioned.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
should people cook, and what is okay to eat when, like, for example, I like to eat my fruits after I've had food as dessert, but my father for some reason can never put a fruit in his mouth after eating food. It's always before or nothing. So I want you to tell us, what food should we eat and when should we eat it?
I'll start with micro and macronutrients. What am I talking about? Macronutrients are basically the bigger nutrients that the body needs. We talk about carbohydrates, proteins, and what? I think those are them, and fat.
Come on, I don't remember those things. Yeah, those classes.
Yeah, okay. These are some things that you get to know more when you do research and you go for classes and stuff. But macro definitely means big. Micro are the small, but they're all important. So macronutrients, these are the nutrients that our bodies need in larger quantity. Carbohydrates, proteins, and fat. Now, the vegetables and minerals are the micro. Now, when you talk about
supplementaries,
exactly, fruits, minerals like iron that you get from other things like seeds, those things that people ignore a lot.
Pumpkin seeds.
Yeah, they are very important, but also, I don't want to say we can do without them, but they can be, if you consume them, you win. But if you also don't consume them much, it's also not so bad, for as long as the macronutrients are in our bodies, yeah? So, what am I trying to talk about here? Let's look at a normal day, from morning to evening, until you go to bed.
Let's do this. Being that I know you are a fitness instructor or a fitness freak also, let us not only include the meals you should eat, but from the moment go, what is it that you're supposed to do as a healthy living person? Is it exercise? Is it food? What should a person do from the moment they wake up? Okay, a normal day for you. what would you do as Shaban?
Oh, that's an interesting one. Actually, it's going to solve and it's going to answer many questions, the ones that you've asked and the ones that you haven't. Mm. A normal day, for example, a normal day of someone who actually should consider a healthy lifestyle. When you wake up, first of all, make sure every time you go to sleep the previous night, you have like a glass of water by the bedside. You get. Mm. You wake up, you're dehydrated normally when you wake up. Take a few sips, definitely say a prayer, because yeah. There's a reason God has given you a second chance.
Definitely.
Thank him for giving you that life mm. back. Then take those sips, take deep breaths. We have this guy, what's his name? Dr. Kasene. He shares
yeah.
it a lot
yeah.
on his posts. And it's very important. I tend to actually practice
that.
That
guy, the problem with that, he refused to reply my DMs, so I gave up.
That's what happens when you're famous. You don't have time for any jokingly. Sometimes you might find he's busy.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
It's really, really helpful, the content he shares. So mm. a normal day of what? A healthy freak, for example. Wake up. Do some exercises. I'm a freak of I like to be active. So when you wake up, you do some lunges, you do some squats if you have space, you do some sit-ups and push-ups, hit the shower, come back and have a nice breakfast. I don't know whether you are the one who prepares it or someone else. Now let's talk about what consists in your breakfast. You get, remember, we are looking at a healthy lifestyle that will constitute of eating something healthy and also living a healthy lifestyle in general.
Mm.
So breakfast, speaking of you know the saying that goes, eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, then dinner like a pauper or a peasant. It means breakfast should be your most important and biggest meal. Now, when you talk about breakfast, this is when you bring in more of carbohydrates. The most carbohydrates eaten in a day must be consumed during breakfast. Why am I saying this?
So it kind of explains why people have cereal for breakfast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a source of energy. Like you also know about it.
Mm.
Carbohydrates give you energy. Now remember, breakfast is the most important meal because it starts your day. You don't want to start your day when you don't have energy.
Yeah.
So when you eat the right foods that give you the right energy, you'll have an active day and you'll go through the day really well. Now when we talk about lunch, now you cut down the amount of carbohydrates you eat. You increase more on the vegetables and protein. If you can ignore red meat, you'll be on the winning side.
Mm.
That means you'll go for the options of like chicken,
fish,
and
rabbit.
Fish. Rabbit, yeah, is also white meat. Then you talk about legumes and seeds. Yeah. Now, talking about eating dinner like a pauper or a peasant, you eat very little food. Why? Because that is the time when our bodies are now going to be passive. Remember, after dinner, you go to sleep. You don't want to go to sleep when you're full.
Mm.
You get. You want to go to sleep when the foods you've been eating during the day has been absorbed in your body into energy. Eat, for example, for dinner. These things accumulate in your stomach. First of all, they don't digest.
Oh, the digestion is terrible. Yeah,
very terrible and slow. Then if it's much and you do it consistently, you start developing belly fat. Belly fat is not developed by fats. No, those are carbs that haven't been used. You get. So you wake up in the morning, you find you're full, you have stomach ache and all those problems. That's the disadvantage of eating late. Mm. So you regulate on what you eat for dinner. That's if you have to eat. Yeah, some people actually skip dinner or they have something light. So if you are the person who really must eat dinner, make sure you eat food that constitutes of vegetables and protein. If you can avoid carbs completely, you win. Or you have yourself a plate of fruits or a salad or something and take a smoothie and you'll be fine really. Yeah, then also you have to consider the time. Make sure you don't eat beyond 9 p.m. If you really must and it's too late, let 9 be like the latest.
Yeah.
You have something
your
to eat.
Your curfew time for
exactly.
food.
Exactly, let it be your curfew time. Then drink a lot of water.
Yeah, I wanted to give it as
lots
my point,
water.
But you've given it.
Yeah,
I won't
okay.
look like a damn guy.
Okay, I'm
but
going
anyway,
to give
it so guys, you've heard what Shaban has said, and healthy living doesn't mean you'll eat only greens or what. You can eat whatever you want, but in the right amounts and at the right time. And also, like I'd wanted to say, I advise that people always take a glass or a cup of hot water every after a meal. I believe it helps. And yeah, we shall be back with more after the break. Thank you. Have a good one. So welcome back from the break, conversations obviously, and we're talking about what you should cook and when to cook it and diets in lockdown, whatnot. So Shaban, I have friends of mine who love to cook, because obviously being with you, there is obviously nowhere I would not know how to cook. I know how to cook, and I will say I'm not asking for myself. So for a person who is trying to cook from home and cook the right stuff and have a very good meal, not only in taste but also a healthy meal, what do you advise? What are the fundamentals of cooking from home? And you know,
okay, that's very important actually. First off, you shouldn't fear to be the one asking. It's okay.
You know I'm a hard guy.
it's okay hard guys, actually the reason they're hard is because they eat good food,
yeah,
and all that. So people would love to actually cook from home, but most times they think that it's difficult.
They think it's a lot of work.
Exactly,
yeah.
They think it's very complicated. But to be honest, it's one of the easiest things, for as long as you know what to stock, what to have, as in the five basic things you need to have. First and foremost, you need the right ingredients. Fresh is the word. If you can get yourself some nice vegetables like spinach, green collard, sukuma, of course. People know sukuma. Definitely those are like substitutes. You can choose one or take both,
one or the other.
Things like carrots. When you look at oil, make sure you use vegetable oil.
Sunseed or olive oil.
I would go for olive oil more. Because olive oil is more organic in the sense that sunseed is refined more than olive oil.
Doesn't have the raw bit of it.
Exactly. So olive oil is healthier. I think to me it's the healthiest available oil we have in Kampala. In Uganda. Extra virgin to be specific. Then you have basic things like garlic, lemon,
yeah, definitely.
Salt, soy sauce. Basic things, these are the things that you can get easily.
Yeah.
Then for example, if you work and you're from work, you're getting back home. If you like want to have some chicken or some meat, find yourself some nice beef or fish or even chicken on your way back home. Now, cut these things, keep them in the freezer so that you pull them out when you need them. It's not a lot of work. You can actually prepare a very good meal with three ingredients like frozen spinach, for example. Get out like tinned tuna or fish and some nice olive oil. And pasta, maybe you can have yourself a very nice meal, tasty at that. So yeah, you have to have the basic ingredients like those, the ones
like
that we easily get.
Not forgetting water, obviously.
Yeah, definitely water. Water is very important.
Yeah. So what do you consider as good food?
Good food, healthy food.
Is healthy food. Healthy food is good.
Good food, something like that.
Yeah.
So I would like to start with the myth that most Ugandans and friends have. They think when they eat local food, they are eating healthy food. They might be right and wrong at the same time.
Yeah.
Right in the sense that we are blessed with a lot of organic foods, really. Uganda is very, very blessed. I've traveled quite a bit, and I've eaten bananas from Europe, but trust me, I've never eaten bananas as good as the ones we have in Uganda.
The ones from Kabale?
Kabale, maybe the onions from Kabale.
The onions,
and
yeah,
the
onion
potatoes.
City, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Trust me, the organic part, yeah, it's thick.
Thick.
Now, one of the things that people don't consider is what they use for cooking. I'll talk about the oil. Actually, the oil is what messes up the whole thing of healthy food. I've eating organic and local food is not bad, but the oil used for cooking is what matters. So you'll find someone using we like calling it saturated oil. the one that gets solidifies at room temperature.
A beta.
Things like that. They're very, very not healthy. They're unhealthy for your body. So that is the right part. If you use the right oil to cook our local food, as
so
you
say. So what you're trying to say is
that is okay.
Is all food is good food, and the line between good food and bad food is
the ingredients
what you
use
to cook it and how you cook it.
Exactly.
Also, when you eat it, I believe.
And when you eat it, then also having it in moderation. Chapatis, like they say, is not very, very good. Definitely, it's not the healthiest of foods. But these are some things that you can eat moderately. Then also, how about you do your home-cooked chapati? Like we talked about home-cooked food earlier. Mm. When you cook these things yourself, use the best ingredients. So if a nutritionist or a food expert advises you to use whole wheat flour to make your chapatis, use that. You'll actually care about your health more by buying the right ingredients to use. Mm. But these guys who sell by the roadside, they'll recycle the oil. And the oils that they recycle are the ones that will make you sick. Mm. Now, these are the reasons why experts advise people not to actually keep on eating chips and all these things that are deep fried.
Why? Only because the other people don't cook them.
Yeah, they recycle. Yeah, they recycle the oil. And these oils in food, we call it trans fats. So these trans fats are very, very, very dangerous. They are not saturated. They are unsaturated fats, but they are recycled and they mess up your heart and the arteries. So they are very, very dangerous for your body. You find that this person or this restaurant has recycled oil as more as 5 times, and that's the food they serve you. Why? Because they don't care about your health.
For them, it's economic efficient.
It's about the cash. It's about securing the bag, like people say. So again, it comes back to the advantages of eating from home. You watch what you use for cooking, and at the end of the day, you're on the winning side. So that's
about it.
Yeah.
So, considering you, like you said, a professional footballer and a healthy diet freak, what do you consider, not good food this time, but what do you consider a healthy lifestyle? Wholesomely, what do you consider a healthy lifestyle?
Oh, yeah, that's actually interesting. A healthy lifestyle, yeah. I'm sure we talked about it earlier, but we weren't so intentional.
So particular,
A healthy lifestyle, for example, is living a life that reduces the rate at which you get sick and also stops you from dying early. Those are the key points. Now, what do you do? It consists of very many things, starting with sleeping enough, eating healthy food, exercising, very, very, very important part of healthy living. Being happy, man. Having the right company.
Company, yeah.
Yeah.
People around you.
People around you have to have the same, have to be having the same flow of energy. Like we call it these days, vibes, you know.
Good vibes and inshallah.
And inshallah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Make sure you have a group of people who encourage you to be better. Make sure
support
you
system. Support now that system. We call support
huge
system.
Huge support system. You need that. And make sure you love, open up. Open up. Love. And laugh more, you know. So all those and even more that I haven't mentioned, when you have all those in check, then you're living a healthy lifestyle, really. Happiness is the soul, is the goal. Like we say, heaven is the goal. So happiness is also the goal of what? Healthy living.
Interesting.
Or lifestyle.
So healthy lifestyle, healthy living, it also brings us to mental health, and it has been a problem recently. Some people live without it and they do not know. I'm talking about anxiety and depression. Some people live without it, with it, and they do not know. Others live with it and for some reason they're managing. Others have given up. We've seen people take their own lives. So how have you managed to maintain sanity for the longest time, and also in this pandemic to be particular, because we've seen the numbers rise when there have been lockdowns and post lockdowns where people have failed to figure out what they're doing, and not necessarily this lockdown, but the lockdown brought up the numbers. This is when we started to see it so vividly or clearly. So how have you managed to maintain sanity for the longest time and in the pandemic, like I'd asked before?
It's a very tricky topic when you talk about the mental part, you know, depression and all that. No, it's very difficult to run away from those things. Why? It's because the mind is the center of everything, and once you clog it with a lot of things that actually put you under so much pressure, definitely you'll be depressed. And for some reason, you know, we stay near Butavika. Every time I pass by there, like when I go jogging and I see these people, that's when I appreciate the brains more. I appreciate the mind more, because this is something that controls your whole body, your whole system.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So how I've managed to mentally stay stable during this time and even before, I decided to do two things. One, I decided to do things that I can control, and I decided to leave the things that are out of my control. How have these things helped me? They have helped me not be under so much pressure and not to worry about life, because I'm a student of this principle of if you're going to have it, why worry? If you're not going to have it, why worry? Because when you worry, you'll be taking away from yourself. You get. So all you have to do, I'll always do my best to get or do whatever I have to do, then I leave the rest to God. Because I know I can't kill myself. Yeah, inshallah, like we say. I can't kill myself. To be honest, that's what has kept me sane. Speaking of lockdown and COVID, this pandemic, definitely I can't take away COVID, man. I cannot. But what can I do to stay sane? I can do things around my...
Things in your capability.
My capability.
Yeah.
Then I pray to God.
Yeah. It's God over everything.
Exactly. But after putting in the best effort
you can.
Exactly. I give my best and leave the rest. Yeah. That's how I've managed to stay afloat. But also, advice to the young adults right now. There's a lot that is going on. I'm sure you've talked about that
in your previous podcast. Yeah, I had a thing it perturbed me a lot that we are the new adults. I feel like we're postponing so many things because you feel like that time will reach and the time has reached, and we're still hoping that the time will reach. Are we living in denial, or are we afraid? So it perturbs me a lot. That's why I really like to put my emphasis on mental health as a thing, mostly for young adults. So yeah,
young adults and mental health, these are things that move hand in hand. And the biggest, should I call it the biggest virus, is social media, to be honest.
Yeah, the social pressure.
And social pressure that comes from social media mostly. I think 90% of the cause of this depression among young adults is social media, to be honest. Because these people will see their age mates prosper on social media, of which most of it is fake, and they realize that, man, so and so is actually younger than me, but they are getting this. What am I doing with my life? You find that you're doing most of the things to make sure people see you, not because
to seek approval.
Exactly, not because you want to do them, not because you're doing them for yourself.
Yeah,
you get. You start doing things because society chose to make it look like that. Trends, for example.
Yeah, we ride on trends.
Exactly.
A lot.
Trends are okay, but man, know yourself, know what you want, know what your body can hold, and
like
know
stay
your
in your lane. Yeah,
stay in your lane. For example, speaking of fashion, I'm a fan of fashion. There are some things that I let pass, really.
Like Lil Nas's fashion,
those things like that, tinting your hair. No offense to people who do that. I am not a blue, we'll talk about that some other day. But yeah. Tint your hair all you want, but Shaban can't do that because he doesn't want to follow that trend. It's not him.
And Shaban shouldn't be pushed into that. Exactly. Because he has seen Barasha doing it.
Yeah, when Barasha...
But I would also never do it also. I'm just using figure of speech.
Figure of speech.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Guys, let's not do things for others. For as long as you do things for you, depression will never you will manage to actually
be
control.
Content
be content with what you have while you work for what you want actually in the
exactly.
future
yeah. That's a nice one. Be content for what
with first, what you have
yeah
while you work for what you want in the future.
That's a nice one. So be content with what you have while you work for what you want in the future. That's a nice process. Yeah, so we trust the process, and as we trust the process, let's go for a short break and we'll be right back.
Peace, man. Cheers.
Welcome back from the break, Conversations. And today we've had Shabba's Kitchen over and we're discussing healthy living with Shaban, or healthy living with Shabba's Kitchen. So we're talking about sanity and mental health, and it's a very sensitive topic, so we shall not dwell so much on it because everyone has their experience and we cannot judge from our perspective for someone who's looking at it from another perspective. So, but whatever it is, and you're fighting your demons, and everyone is fighting their demons, just hope for the best but still prepare for the worst. That's all we can say. And
demons are there to be fought.
Yeah, demons are definitely there to be fought, like the Ghostbusters. So Shaban, being a very nice cook and chef, you have a lot of girls that... Man, don't make me smile, Shaban. So, you have a lot of girls that should be in your DM, you know? There's that... I don't know if it's a myth or an ideology that girls love men that cook. And I think that you should tell us about that.
Wow. Like we said earlier, we have to fight our own demons, right? So yeah, to be honest, it's a myth and also reality at the same time. Definitely, like they say, the way into not a man's or a woman's heart is through food, but the way into someone's heart
is through food.
To be honest, you'll find someone very wealthy, but there's something that actually changes someone's mood, and that is food. You might have the money but you don't have the food, though the money can buy food.
So what are you trying to say?
At that exact
that
time,
if there is a chick outside there being taken on dates for you, you'll just come and cook her for a meal. And
I didn't say that, not in my words, but yeah, it's actually also a blessing.
Yeah.
And a curse at the same time. Blessing in the sense that, again, man, guys, let me actually ask the ladies, who of you don't want to be with a guy who knows how to cook? I'm sure the answer is everyone, or all the ladies. Yeah. So this guy will be with you, but you'll expect him to be in the kitchen all the time. No, it doesn't work like that, you get. So first of all, the blessing is that, of course, there is an opportunity. Actually, should I say there are opportunities? Because yeah, girls slide in the DMs, of course. And
but you're focused. Heaven is the goal.
Definitely, yeah. Heaven is the goal. As in the ultimate goal.
Mm.
Heaven is the ultimate goal. But then again, definitely it makes things a bit easier for us. But the
I like the laugh.
The curse is, these ladies, for example, if you're in a relationship, they become insecure. They think can cook good food
for any lady out there.
That also, but the most important one, and the one that is actually very annoying, is that they tend to not cook completely. Why? Because they think you will criticize.
You.
Not really that, but they think they will criticize their food. You might
like
find that they're
shy.
Exactly, something like that. So they'll cook, but thinking that you're going to what?
To criticize
what they cook and
downplay their food.
Exactly. Which most times I think it's not the case. Now that goes down to the personality. If the guy is that type naturally, he will criticize. That means he has been criticizing other things before, criticizing your food.
Yeah.
So, guma, let them criticize. Exactly. Yeah, but you'll find some people actually, if, for example, they get to know that, okay, so this you haven't cooked well, they will actually teach you. If they are smart enough, they will go around circles and you'll never realize that you cooked something bad.
True.
they will actually teach you how to cook it better. Mm. And yeah, that's how it goes. Bottom line, girls, don't fear guys who know how to cook.
They're healthy,
just like Benja says. Mm. Guys who know how to cook, I love to call
and it. They're usually happy
they're
people.
A plus. Yeah,
they're happy people.
Definitely, they are. Why? Because
good food, good mood.
Exactly. When you're cooking, by the way, also it's passion. You know, it's like making love, the right way, process. You have the process is very important. Yeah. You don't rush everything. You make sure.
You don't find a naive person.
No naivety. It's all business. So you have to know. You buy the right ingredients. You take your time. You cut them well. Organize them. Make them look good. You understand?
I get it.
Then one.
If you don't get it, forget about it.
Exactly. So when you start the cooking, you're all smiley, man. So when you drop in some garlic and the scent comes out, you'll be like, oh my God, this is it. You get it? So yeah, if someone else is in the house, they'll be like, I want to come back tomorrow.
Like I always feel when I'm here.
Yeah, it's important.
So
there's
a way you've played around this question, but let me hit you with the real one. So, are you seeing someone? Are you dating or you're single? Sip some water.
My guy. So, as I was saying. Dating. Mm. Currently dating. Am I dating? Let me ask myself. But yeah, I'm seeing people moving around the streets. I see people
on the street.
I see people on the streets. Yeah. But yeah, right now I'm still focused on making Shaba's Kitchen big. Yeah. And that's where most of my energies are. And to be honest, I wouldn't mind really having a unique date with whoever that very special girl is going to be. A unique date, like in the sense that we'll have something like I don't want to spill the beans, but bottom line is that yeah, I am focused more on Shaba's Kitchen as we speak right now, and
so you're dating being, Shaba's Kitchen right
being,
now.
Being the right guy. I'm trying to be the right guy right now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So moving on, there's a topic that I've wanted to talk about. I talked about it to one of my friends. Anna, and we had a very deep convo, and I was only hoping to have that same conversation with someone else and see. I might not put out her views or anything, but I would want to see another person's views, and also for people out there to probably give some comments if they can on this very topic. Mm. So the topic is, it's more of a question. Are you okay having your very close friend date your ex, or having your ex date your very close friend?
Wow. that's a very big and open topic. Like you said, it's a question, but also it has, I think it can have like more than two right answers. Mm. Because of how different people are. I'll give an example of myself. So let's use ourselves. Mm. Let's say you are my best friend.
Yeah, definitely.
And I've been dating this girl.
Yeah.
Seriously. And definitely you know about it.
Yeah.
And we break up.
Mm.
Yeah. After breaking up, 1 month, 2 months down the road, I see you rolling in the sense that, man, you're going on dates with my ex-girlfriend. And you are living your best life.
Yeah. Kwegambanga, they have swept me off my feet.
Exactly, they have swept you off your head, actually. So yeah. I will ask myself questions like how? Mm. How? Then I'll come and ask you the same question, like, bro, like, how?
You honestly, like, for me, it's a little discomforting. I'll interrupt you there, because me, the only thing that came into my mind is I'm big on love, and probably, like you said, we're best friends, and I'm dating mm-hmm. this girl. Yeah, I'm big on love, and I'm dating this girl, and probably more than once we've had PDA in front of you guys. You know my routines with this chick, and like you said, 1 month, 2 months later, you show up doing the same things, doing PDA right in front of me and the boys.
What the hell?
and man state, and so honestly I would never, I really also don't mind, but like you said, there are a lot of perspectives to attack it, and if that wasn't the case and I was okay with it, I would have a problem. For example, if it weren't my fault that we broke up or this stopped and it was because of the girl.
You hit it straight in the head.
Exactly, and the problem was with the girl. I would have a problem that my friend is walking into the same mess.
Exactly. Also, you've opened up another thing.
Exactly. Then there's also the other perspective of, wait, so how did this happen? Were these guys
been happening?
Exactly. Were these guys having this behind my back? Like, because for you to like someone,
it's not a one day thing.
It's not a one day thing. It's gradual. You from liking them, then you fantasize about them, and so on and so on. So for me, I feel like there's something fishy. So,
yeah. Continuing from there, let's talk about what was the cause of the breakup. Very, very important. Like you said, actually. Capitalizing on what you said, if it was your mistake, like you messed things up and she left, bro, if it's me, I'll bless their dating, actually.
Yeah, definitely.
We
if it was
your mistake,
I'll be like, yeah, peace.
Yeah, there's a reason why it didn't happen between me and her. And bro, if you can roll with that,
sorry,
well and good. But
again, days to go.
Yeah, but if it was if it was her who was in the wrong, definitely the whole universe will think the reason everything happens because you are the factor. Why? Because you know, relationships that are real, quote, real, have ups and downs.
Yeah, definitely.
Actually, let me say have downs, because most times people think it's only about the ups.
Yeah.
So the downs are those bad moments where you guys have, you fight, things happen.
Bad day at work,
things like that. So this girl will run to you. Why? Because you're my best friend. So you'll offer that shoulder to lean on and maybe something else to lean on. So most times she will come, and remember what that creates. We are human beings. I mean, we have feelings. Yeah. That will create some sort of attachment that, to be honest, we can control ourselves over. Then you also, as my best friend, how do you value our friendship? And it's about your action that will determine everything else. Actually, the consequences of your action. So if you think is the main word. If you think you value our friendship, and you're getting into this babe who is actually my girlfriend.
Ex.
No, they're still my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like you're developing that crazy feeling. Like, for the sake of our relationship, if our friendship means something to you, please stop it. But if you think it doesn't mean anything to you, then you go ahead. You get? Then that will also give me a decision to make. Do I still want to be best friend with someone?
Coming back to the fact, like, I say to the fact that maybe it has been going on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people like to say that maybe, like, we talked about this honestly, there's nothing to hide. We talked about this before the podcast, and we said that sometimes you find like we talked about support system.
Mm-hmm.
Your best friend is probably your girlfriend's support system.
Your girlfriend's soulmate.
It sounds like a joke until it happens.
Truth. Actually, it's happening right now.
Because your best friend's girlfriend is your soulmate. Because you come
and say,
Shabana has done this, then you come to me, Barasha. And me, because Barasha, I have nothing to do. I'm always on my vibes.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, you want me to deliver lunch for her? I'm like, yes, sir, I go
let
and
me
take
do it.
It.
For you. You're
I
my boy.
Yeah,
let me
exactly.
Just do that.
And it becomes a norm. You're always sending me, and I have no problem because you're my friend, she's my friend. And I recently like, Shaban does this. So apart from being the support system, I become her listening ear. I become her shoulder to cry on.
Shock absorber, sort of.
The shock absorber. And with time, she starts to develop feelings for you.
Which is very natural.
Then now we start to question loyalty.
Exactly.
Will you come and tell me that, you know what, bro, this and this is happening? Or will you sit back and like the new adventure and slowly dive into it and get used to that to the idea?
I like the word diving into it. Now here's the thing, now that situation you've just said, the end statement that you just said, now that's where the problem is. That's where
to question loyalty.
tough decisions
are made there.
Exactly. Now let's actually still continue using this example. So we are fighting. I'm fighting with my girl. For you, are on your vibes, and inshallah, you do whatever you have to do because we are all friends.
We are all friends. Fam, yeah. It gets I don't have friends, point. I have family.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It gets to that point whereby, man, this lady has really gone far. And man, you've also like, you've started developing something. She's pretty, she's good looking, and you didn't mind hitting it. Sorry for using that word, but you guys understand what I'm talking about. You didn't mind hitting it. That is not the problem. That is natural. But what will happen if you hit it? You get
the now, consequences.
Exactly, the consequences. That brings the question of loyalty. Like, are you ready to deal with the consequences of your action? What are the consequences? One, I will not be happy, definitely. I won't. Unless it's me who messed up. And also, even if it's me who messed up, it will take a bit some time.
It will take some time because as a friend, you're supposed to be my support system as well.
Exactly.
Supposed to come and tell me, you know what? I think you're messing up around here.
Yeah, do you really love her? You have to correct this and let these things work.
Mm.
Now, putting into perspective, if you decided to go ahead and do whatever you do with her, I'll sit back and also make my own decision. Do I really deserve to be with these people or I don't? Now, that will be totally up to me. Now, speaking of that joke, which is actually something very serious, that your soulmate is your boy's girlfriend, and vice versa. Most times, a relationship that has three people, as in you and your best friend and his girlfriend,
the third party
usually, sometimes they are single.
Or they're willing to throw away everything.
Exactly, just to help your relationship. Now, most guys like that, usually it ends in tears.
Yeah.
And that's how things end up. You find this guy looking and wishing, man. Wishing he had this chick as his own.
He's like, man.
How do you mistreat this girl?
How do you mistreat
like,
such a nice thing, man?
To be honest, I will confess, that happened to me sometime back.
How many years? How many days?
I think I was in first year. I was dating.
Not like last week.
No, not last week. I was dating last week.
Yeah.
So, of course, this girl was pretty. I think she's still pretty. I hope she is.
You're not sure.
So, we were fighting, and there's this friend of mine who was asking me questions. That, man, why are you guys fighting, man? This baby is so pretty for you to fight with. I was like, you know what? Okay, I realized that actually, on top of saying that, he wanted to replace me, for lack of a better phrase.
Mm.
And that's what happened. And the chick told me, and I was like, wow. Yeah, so it cuts across, really.
Yeah, it's a really complex one. And I feel like because of time, we shall have to cut this one short. But next episode. And you see, with consistency, Kaze Bambi. So we shall come back with more research. And you can always also give your insights and ideas about this so that we can have conversations about them on the conversation. So Shaban, before we close, I would really want to know, what is that one thing you want to get done after they lift the lockdown? Because, you know, we've always been here and saying, you know what, this time I've seen that they're open to Gendez to go. So what is that one thing you want to get done? And yeah.
I've decided over time, I decided to make life very simple. One of the things, actually the lesson I learned during this lockdown and the previous lockdown was life is precious and it's really, really very short.
Short, yeah.
So I've decided to prioritize happiness and giving back, in the sense that, man, if I'm in a position where I can make someone else smile, I'll do that without thinking twice. I've been doing that before, but this time I'm going to be more intentional. Then also, an opportunity I get to have fun, dude, I will go for it. Like they say, to simbude.
To gende is
to go, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, I'm going to be more intentional, basically, with whatever
with your life decisions,
exactly.
Activity,
and I'm going to be making tougher decisions because I realize that tough decisions make soft future.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing. And yourself? What do you think you're going to turn out to be?
Honesty. I want to find love. No, honestly, on the real though, when they open up, like Shabana said, life is very short, and so many times we beat ourselves up for the bad times and forget to have the good ones, dwelling so much on things that have already passed. So honestly, for me,
what has happened in life has already happened and we cannot change much about that. But in the new government MPR, government MPR in the days, the post-lockdown days, hopefully those are soon. I will definitely live out my life any way I can, but in the right ways, obviously, taking care, staying safe, wearing my mask, but I will make sure to have fun.
I hope you wear all the masks.
Wait, double mask in these days?
No, like all the masks.
Hey, man, if it's not on, it's not safe. Wear your masks.
Exactly. Makes sense. So I agree with you. Finding love makes sense, because imagine sacrificing for someone you are not related to.
Yeah, man.
That's
yeah.
something very,
it's,
very special.
It's very tricky.
It's tricky and special at the same time. It turns you into being, if you find the right love, the right person, it will really turn you into, it will give you that those superpowers that you need to actually do.
Yeah, it feels, honestly, like I told you before, it feels good to be loved and loved back by someone who is not family, but is also closer than a friend, and for some reason becomes close enough to become family.
Mm-hmm.
And you're willing to sacrifice everything for them, like you said, and the feeling or the actions are reciprocated. It's a very good feeling.
Reciprocation is the word,
yeah. It's a very good feeling, but until then, it's good vibes and inshallah, but when it comes, we'll be happy for what the Lord has brought to us. And honestly, me, I'm in no rush. God's timing is the best, and whenever He decides.
Let me cut you short. Who is your ideal woman? Oh, ideal lady.
My ideal woman.
Right? Must she be thick?
Definitely. Thick. She must be thick, and she must be a believer. Like.
How about inner beauty?
Inner beauty. This is a problem with inner beauty.
We
don't be carrying around X-rays to see these things.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So she has to be a believer. And like I said before in my statements, reciprocation and whatnot.
Yeah,
and definitely, I do not want a wife that will do for me things that I cannot do. So if I tell you I want a believer and I want a thick wife, I'm also thick. So I'm reciprocating. So, yeah. So
Thickness overload. That's coward.
Yeah,
so
anyway,
that will pass.
I'm not asking too much, but for everything I ask, I will make sure that I return the same energy. And until then, really, it's good vibes.
Inshallah. Ah, that's very, very interesting. Coming from an African man.
Yeah.
I agree, really. You need
I believe we have always been on the same page.
Yeah. I will agree. you gotta be thick. Be thick. Thanks for actually having me in this podcast.
Yeah, anytime worries, bro.
It's actually my first. Can you imagine?
It's your first, man.
But I've had fun. It feels good trying to share experiences and information that you think will better someone else.
Naturally, by the way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then also, by the way, something that people don't know is that when you're trying to share information, you actually learn more.
Yeah, definitely.
You get to take in more than you give.
Mm.
So yeah, I've really had fun. And hope we meet in the next
Definitely.
Yeah.
On the next
talk
episode.
Talk about something else.
Because we still have this pending issue about dating your ex and whatnot. We shall definitely be back with more emphasis on that.
Yeah.
And thank you for accepting my invitation as well.
Always, yeah. Man.
So thank you guys for tuning in. Check our social media pages for Shaba's Kitchen. Exactly that. Shaba's Kitchen on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can also get his number from his page
it's Carl Shaba, my personal Instagram.
Yeah,
Carl_Shaba and Omara Shaban Gatino Facebook.
Gatinelli,
but it's Gatino. I'll explain the Gatino. I know many people ask me that.
Yeah,
and
it's actually his name. It's
we get to talk about it, but yeah, thank you for listening, and let's stay safe and let's stay healthy.
Alright guys, stay safe, take care. Mr. Barasha, Conversations by Mr. Barasha. Those are our pages on the social media platforms. Thank you. Take care.